the thing that you want, it's different. How would you say it? It's not quite right. It's different.
It's different, but let me see. I might can make that do. So I have taken things and reworked it and made it do.
All right. And can you think of different ways to say an affirmative response? If somebody asks you something and you would say, well, certainly. How many different ways could you say that you could think of? Certainly. Sure.
Certainly, sure. I know that by experience. I could say so-and-so did that and I was there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ways it could.
What about... any other exclamations? If somebody says, do you think such and such? Why? Indeed, or... Indeed?
Yeah, you could say that.
Any others that you'd think of like that? You bet? You wouldn't use that?
No. Well, as I said, it is used a good bit among a certain class of people. You have to work with a heap of different class of people, and then you hear lots of things that you asking me that you may never heard. But yeah, a lot of people, and I know one fellow that I've worked with around a lot of different times. He's always, everything he always said, I bet. He don't care what he's talking about. He said, I bet. He didn't use the other language. I couldn't say nothing because I said, I know I didn't have no college education, but I had a lot of different ways of saying things that other people don't.
Right.
I tried to study.
If someone asks you if you are able to do something and you want to say that you certainly can, what would be another way of saying that? Can you do such and such?
Sure I can. I did that several times.
All right, and to say yes, how many different ways can you think of to say yes if somebody asks you something? Or how many different ways have you heard habitual forms?
Well, a lot of people say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and...
Do you usually use yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, or do you usually just simply say yes?
Well, I generally say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and I generally say Mr. and Mrs., and I say Mr. to a lot of folks, and... Now, I worked with some people once and got me in a habit, and I imagine it from your country on up. They always say, sir, so and so, they put the sir first. And I worked with people that once a girl, and like she'd always say, sir, so and so. Trying to meet, I always tried to meet things, and she almost got me to saying, using that northern stuff, sir, so and so. I always say yes, sir. A lot of people, my kids have said to me times, said, Dad, what make you say yes, sir, and also when they heap young you are? I said, well, that's just showing respect. I said, I believe in being respected.
That's right. And if somebody asks you a question and you have to think for a minute before your answer, while you're thinking, just sort of fill up the time, you might say, well...
Just give me a few minutes, a few seconds. To recall to mind.
All right. And if someone's giving you a cup of coffee and you don't want very much, maybe you don't even want a half a cup, how would you say that? Oh, just give me a...
Just a small amount, about.
All right. Any other way you might say that?
No, I don't want but a couple of swallows.
All right. And if it's very, very cold, and you say, well, this is...
Severe cold. Very severe.
And in this weather, you come in and you get a cup of coffee and you taste it and you say... This
hits a spot. I'm needing this.
And what would you put right in front of the word good if you wanted to tell them this? This is...
Really good.
All right. And have you ever used real to say that, say,